Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, January 30th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Thank you for being here tonight, and we look forward to having a good call tonight. I know Sue will have some cool things to tell us tonight. I know Bob will, too, and hopefully I'll be able to round the call out with some good information for everybody. So before we get going too far and get to enjoy the teaching that Sue has found for us tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we find ourselves at kind of a somber time today after the plane crash that occurred last night over Reagan National Airport. We feel the grief that a lot of the country feels, and it really around the world as well. And we're so saddened by it. And yet we have to look forward and keep moving forward. But at the same time, we pray for the families who lost people on the flight and those in the military as well. And we just, we hope we get to a rightful conclusion about what happened and make sure it never happens again. Thank you for all that you're doing for us in the meantime to bring information to us, to put us on a nice track and pathway where we can see this coming to an end, coming to fruition. And Lord God, thank you for the blessing which we have every day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes. Sue? Good to have you tonight. I know your class probably went well, but before we get into that, let's talk about the teaching that you found, and we had a really good time Tuesday night discussing that and going over that. Let's see what you found for us tonight.
I'd love to introduce it, and it's a wonderful concept. I'm going to see how we can make it bridge what you just brought about the collision. It's an opportunity to, like you were expressing, Bruce, be deeply compassionate and feel for people. And so that's going into the teaching is called good can be the enemy of great. And I think you modeled a great compassion, and that was really extraordinary. Good can be the enemy of great. Here's the key. If you're not seeing things in your life that God promised in your spirit, keep moving forward. It's only temporary. Like the young man delivering pizzas, you may be doing something that's below your potential, working at a job in which you're not using your gifts. Don't slack off when you're there. Keep being your best. But see that it's only temporary. You're just passing through. Don't put your stakes down. Don't settle there. If the medical report doesn't agree with what God says about you, don't accept it as the way it always will be. Your attitude should be, this is just a season. Boy, I'm going to have fun with this later. I'm passing through. I'm coming into health, wholeness, and victory. Maybe God has blessed you with good things, such as great family, a wonderful job, and good health. You've seen God's favor. But you know there are greater levels in front of you. It's easy to think, I'm happy. I have no complaints. God has been good to me. But I've learned that good can be the enemy of great. Don't let that be an excuse to keep you from God's best. Stir up your greatness. Stretch into a new level. This is where the people of Israel missed it. God brought them out of slavery in Egypt. They were headed toward the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The spies sent into the land came back and said, "Moses, we've never seen such a magnificent land, so beautiful, so luscious, so green." The fruits and vegetables were like nothing they had experienced. It took two people to carry a single cluster of grapes on a pole. That was the vision God had in front of them. That was the A. In the wilderness, they saw God's goodness. They saw God part the Red Sea, bring water out of a rock, and rain down manna from heaven. But you know, that was only temporary provision. That was only the sea. The mistake they made was that when they came to the Promised Land, there were enemies living on it. All the people of Israel had to do was fight for the land. God had promised them the victory, but they were not willing to fight. They thought, it's not worth it. It's too much trouble to take the fortified cities. Besides, those people are bigger than us, and there are giants. I believe one reason they settled for the sea so easily is because they had seen God's favor in the wilderness. They thought, it's not so bad out here. God takes care of us. He feeds us and provides water. We've been safe. It's good enough. They were too easily satisfied. They didn't realize everything God had done up to the point was only temporary provision. It was to sustain them until they reached their land of abundance. Don't make the mistake by the people of Israel when they built houses when they should have pitched tents. Don't let your temporary provision become permanent. Yes, God has been good to you, but you haven't seen anything yet. That's our teaching for tonight.
Mm.
Wow.
Thank you, Sue. That was good, wasn't it? That was very powerful. Yeah.
Yep.
You haven't seen anything yet. Well, I think to a large extent, that's true for us. Because I think what we're embarking on is going to be a lot better than what we have and what we've had, even though God has provided for us, God has provided healing for us and finances and so on for us to move through. But the blessing that is coming to us is sort of part of the promised land, you know, for us. And yeah, there have been some giants in the promised land that we've come up against and defeated with God's help. And unbelief is one of them. And by going by faith, putting one foot in front of the other, walking forward, going through, God is supplying our every need by his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we're all set. We're good if we do not faint, or if we faint not. And you know, we just have to keep moving through it, and we're going to get there. You know, when Jesus said, let's go to the other side, he didn't say, well, let's see what happens. Let's see if a storm comes up. Then I don't think we'll go. Let's just stay here. I see a cloud over the Sea of Galilee. Now he said, let's go, as in we are going to the other side. And what he said, of course, happened. And that's exactly what they did. They went to the other side. And, you know, to a large extent, that's where we are. We're on the Sea of Galilee, and we're trying to get to the other side, get to shore, because that's where our promised land is, with the RV, the med beds, our projects, our in a sense, our new lives, or we've got a restart on our lives coming up. And I think that's a good analogy for what we've experienced and what we are experiencing. You know, in the desert, the Israelites complained, they grumbled and griped without water, and you know, in a very real sense, who can blame them? But they had to trust God for his provision. They had to trust that they would be fed manna, and they got their manna. And then they had to collect twice as much on the sixth day so they would not have to collect any on the Sabbath. And so, you know, that was part of God's provision. And then they were like, well, can we have something with the bread? Could we have some meat? And then he sent, you know, the quail. And he said, and they basically had quail and they had bread, they had food. And God's provision, God answered their requests. And I think in the same way, he's answering our requests too. And as Sue mentioned, you know, we don't want to settle. We want to go after God's best. And you know, we talked last Tuesday about the idea of the journey and going through. And part of it is the journey is as just as important, if not better, than the arrival. And I think that's what we can say in what we're in right now. You know, we're in the midst of the journey. We're in the present. And we have our future in front of us. We know what to expect. And it's quite good. So let's not settle. Let's not settle. Let's go for God's best. You know, when I first came up with the idea of Rebuild America, you know, I started thinking about it. And in a couple of months, I mentioned it on the big call. And I thought, man, I don't know. That's a lot to bite off. You know, maybe let's just table that one, Rebuild America. But I got encouragement from some listeners at the time. They thought it was a good idea. And I thought, oh, what hath God wrought? You know, is this something I really want to do? And the more I thought about it and talked to other people, the more I thought, yeah, it is something we are going to do. And I won't do it alone. It's not going to be just me. It's God in me and God in you and all of us that want to be part of it, doing it together. And I'm excited about that. So, Sue, thank you so much for this teaching tonight. I thought it was really good. I got a lot out of it, and I hope everybody else did too. So, Bob, how did Sue's teaching tonight speak to you, and tell us what you think of it?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. Once again, here we are on a Thursday. As Bruce said, it's a solemn occasion, but yes, at the same time, we can, you know, focus on that and think about our own selves and our compassion towards those. And I really love the theme of good can be the enemy of great, because it can mean complacency. So I really got to this place, and you know, there's a famous teacher that was talking with his students, and he was teaching them how to be extremely abundant financially in this one talk. And he said, there's something that really drives me crazy. Some of my students will come up and say, teacher, this is all well and good, but I don't want to be that wealthy. I just want to be set for myself. He said, that's extremely selfish. Why would you say such a thing? What happens if your brother needs help after a flood? What happens if your church burns down? You know, be abundant so you can be that person who can help others move forward. Right? As the teaching said, forward movement is the key. And we know from neuroscience that forward movement creates a consistent trickle of dopamine. So each time you move forward on your path, you get little bursts of dopamine that give you incentive. And so that more dopamine also corresponds with wanting to move forward even more. And so if you're going to be someone who's great rather than good, you know, you need to begin to define your great. What is great? What is the highest possible expression of myself in this regard. And in this case, you know, compassion. And, you know, it reminds me of the song, the Door song, that has the line, mm-hmm. you know, sidewalk crouches at her feet, light to every eye she meets. And people who were great light givers, light bearers, you know, Jesus and Mother Teresa and Saint Cabrini were like that. They were the role models for compassion, the highest expression of compassion possible on the planet. And we can use them as a role model and envision what they would do, what they would say, what they would look like while they were expressing compassion. And you might close your eyes and feel their love and compassion being impressed upon you. And imagine the source of light that they always had access to is now yours. And you have this golden light that they embodied. And now it's coming out from you, from your heart. And this great compassion eclipses the good. And this sacred expression is, in fact, your provision. And it's your greatness, you know, before God.
Mm. Wow, Bob. That was really good. I love the way you see, you start off and then you get momentum and you get into it and you start telling everything. And I just love the way you always finish super strong on your viewpoint on the teaching. I just love it. It's just a beautiful expression of how you come through it and we get it. And it's just really good. It's really good. Now, you got me on the Door song, Love Street. I hadn't thought about that song in a long time, but it's interesting. You know what I mean, Bob? It's really good, and I like the fact that we're not settling. We're moving through, and we want God's best, and we're available to receive God's best because He's there. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us and lead us in all truth, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you for that opinion. Now, Sue, do you have a song that will apply to this teaching as well?
I think it's interesting that you're picking up on that because the song is really the carrier of the frequency.
Yep.
And what we love about how Bob expresses is that he takes, you know, the information, he takes the concept, but what he's doing is he's allowing you to identify, become one with it. He takes the separation out. And that's what we can all do because it's a matter of ending where our intellect doesn't merge with our heart and our body. I'll be talking about the class. It's about embodying and being one with, which is what Bob was showing, you know, just imagine that light being one in your body. Because there isn't, truthfully, there's no separation. Light, when we're coming into that era, light, Christ's light, is connected to every part and everything. So the more you put your attention on that oneness and the feeling of that oneness and identifying as intimately as Bob was, once you do that and you feel that and you resonate to that, then everything in your life changes. And that's going from good to great.
That's good.
That's what I think.
It's really good. Thank you for that. That's a great synopsis. I love that. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, this is a... This is quite a day. And I've just got some stuff I'll share, I think, maybe in my segment. So let's just wait to get that. So tonight, Thursday night, we used to do just prayer requests. Now we're doing both prayer requests and praise reports. So let's take a look and see if any of those came in that you can share with us tonight and we can pray for or praise God over.
Yes. Wait a minute. There we go. Okay. Toggling here. Oh, we have something from Pastor Scott.
All right.
Hello, everybody. I want to send in a praise and a prayer to the Big Call Universe tonight. You've been such a blessing to me and for me with your prayers and concerns as I endure what I've been through this past year. But you've been there praying and keeping me excited about this venture. What we call the blessing, my praise tonight is for all of you guys all over the world. God's listening. I also want to give a praise tonight for my therapist in rehab. They're awesome. I'm learning so much, and I'll be ready to go home when the time comes. My heart goes out to all those who are part of the recent tragedy with the airplane and the helicopter in Washington, D.C. Horrible. We need to keep all these families in our prayers. So I implore you, Big Call Universe, to pray. We also need to keep Bruce, Bob, and Sue in our prayers as they continue to lead us and prepare us for redemption. I also want to pray for all the patients, the residents that are in this facility. They're amazing people. I love you all. Thank you for all your prayers, your concerns, your well wishes throughout the years. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. And that,
thank you, Pastor Scott,
was a beautiful prayer of integration, moving from himself to his where he is, to the Big Call, to us. It was a very, you could feel, couldn't you feel the love there, Bruce?
Oh, absolutely. So I think so. And I like the fact that he mentioned the mid-air collision. And, you know, when I heard about it last night, it took place at 11:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night over Reagan National Airport. And, you know, Fort Belvoir is just south of the airport, not that far, and that's where the Black Hawk chopper came out of for missions. And it was just so strange to have that collision at the same altitude, because the chopper wasn't supposed to be at that altitude. I mean, that's a flight path that came in that the PSA pilot, because it's an American airline affiliate, Pacific Southwest Airlines, PSA, was on a final glide path coming in on final, coming right into runway 33. And it's just unconscionable to figure out what the world is happening. What happened to make that? And your mind goes to, well, maybe it was this, maybe it's that. It's going to end up coming down to pilot error and or the error in the flight tower. Something there. We know that they're very light-handed in there. They don't really have all the personnel they needed. They probably needed somebody to direct traffic, and they used to have somebody to direct traffic for the helicopter traffic from, like, the Blackhawks, and then they also have separate people or person directing takeoffs and landings in Reagan National Airport. And that runway, 33, sees about 800 takeoffs and landings a day. Extremely busy. It's been called the busiest runway in America. And I believe that's true. Now, should there have been any military activity, even if it was a annual flight check for the in that area? Not in my opinion. And I think you're going to see some changes with regard to that. I don't think we're going to see any more military flight traffic anywhere near Reagan National Airport. But anyway, that's the impression that I had. I know Fort Belvoir. Back when I was in high school, we had my band. This is my rock band. Yes, the Doors and others. And we played a gig at Fort Belvoir. I remember going down there. I'd never been there before. And that's where we went. So, you know, I've flown into Reagan many times, flown in or out of it. I was, you know, that was the main airport. And then I was there when they were building Dulles International Airport. I mean, that wasn't even a thing, and we saw it being built. It was really futuristic and a beautiful airport. It still is. But anyway, thank you, Scott, Pastor Scott. That was really, I like that you incorporated so many things. Sorry to go on so long, Sue. Okay, what about anything else? Did Jeannie have anything to send in today?
Yeah. Prayers for all the lives lost late last night, 121-25.
Yes.
64 lives in helicopter, 3 lives collisions crashed at Reagan Airport. We're praying for all the families and friends that have lost their loved ones in this terrible tragedy. Mm-hmm. Keeping everyone in our thoughts and prayers. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Matthew 5:4, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. 15 days until Valentine's Day, 2/14/25. Don't forget Valentine's Day, Valentine's people. 34 days until
And you know who you are.
Remember, we needed a little lightheartedness there. Remember when you were, I can imagine Bob must have got so many Valentine's.
Valentine's when he was in school, when he was in third, fourth grade.
Kindergarten, first grade. Can you imagine? Happy little.
Especially if it were from some of the girls that Bob liked in the class.
I know. Or his sisters. I can see him smiling right now. 34 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25.
Yes.
51 days until spring, 3/20/25. 72 days until Passover. Passover in 2025 is expected to begin on the evening of Saturday, April 12th, and end on the evening of Sunday, April 20th. 80 days until Easter, 4/20/25. National Escape Day, Thursday, 1/30/25. Get going or do nothing. Whatever you feel helps you enjoy life in the moment. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, Friday. Appreciate how this creative form of expression affects your daily life and heart. National Get Up Day, Saturday, 2/1/25. We all fall. It's how we get up that matters.
That's right.
Groundhog Day, 2/25, Sunday, 2/2/25. Groundhog Day is on February 2nd, and we wait with bated and ice-cold breath to see whether or not winter will continue for another 6 weeks. Excuse me. Today we pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call, Pastor Scott's health, med beds, debt jubilee, RV blessings, we continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially concerning health, blessings and peace to all on this call, through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
There you go.
No.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was very good. Nice and concise. All I want to know is how many days till daylight savings time kicks in? How many days? I think Bob already told us that it was going to be March something. Is it 8th or 12th, something like that? But that's what I'm more interested in. I know when Easter yep. is, and I know 8th. Is that what it is? March 8th, Sue. Yep. What do you think of that? March 8th. Thank you, Bob. That's
wow.
great.
Thank you. Now,
daylight savings. What'd you say?
I said now stored. Now stored.
Oh, now stored. Okay, got it. Okay. Well, thank you, Janie, for that. Appreciate all of that. And National Get Up Day. What day was that? Is that tomorrow, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, it's not how you fall, it's how you get up, or that you get up. You know, get up. Get back on that horse.
Oh,
right,
boy.
Sue? Did you ever fall off a horse, Sue? And then
are you
someone
kidding?
Said, get back in that saddle, honey.
Here's what I would like to have people do. I would like them to just kind of examine some of these cliches, because I had a mother that was a rider that was drilled into my head, and I got thrown off a horse. This is going to scare people. That I was so proud because I was told I was the only one that could ride this horse, and it threw me
yeah.
so hard, so high.
Over its head?
And I face planted on
oh.
concrete. Ooh. On concrete!
Ouch! Ouch!
I had a friend that came over and looked at me, and she said, it was bad, but I tried to get back up on. I tried to get back up on that horse. That's the point.
Right
some
then.
Of those things that get drilled. Yes, yeah. Some of those things that get drilled into your head. Get back up on the horse. Hardcore. I mean, I've lots of that. Like, I'm gonna tough this out. No. You
yep.
can't do that.
It's hard to tough it out when you're bleeding like that, though, yeah.
I wasn't.
Ouch.
I was bad.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Sue, for that experience. Thank
but
you.
Sorry for that gory picture. But just don't, you know, just don't follow. I know, Henry. I'm right there with you. Yeah.
Go head on, Henry. Yeah. Oh, Henry. Exactly. Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you for that. That was really good. So let's do this. As we segue into your segment,
mm-hmm.
Tell us, I know you had a first of two classes tonight, new class.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us briefly how that went, and then anything else that we need to know tonight.
Well, let me suggest that I start with a testimonial and then I get to the class. Would that work?
Okay. Sure. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Because I really loved what Bob said about dopamine. And a lot of people, some people kid me about the classes. People call it, I can't even say. They connect it to like a drug. I can't even say. There are two different versions. I'm not going to say them out loud.
Oh, I
but
know what one is.
What they are, what the classes, and the last class we just had, the Quantum Leaders, Future Founders,
mm-hmm.
was about getting your nervous system right for being a quantum leader, which is something nobody's been taught since you came to this planet. Nobody taught you how to have the nervous system of Christ. Nobody taught you. Nobody. But what happens when you go and you learn something new, just like Bob said, you're moving. You're moving in your mind. You're moving out of good into great. You're moving. The example I used in the class, Bruce and Bob, was, you know, it's going to be very obvious very soon kind of like when people were driving around in horse and buggies and people had cars. It's going to be very obvious very soon that it's like, oh, they're driving in a 64 Chevrolet Impala mind versus an anti-grav mind. It's true. It's like, oh, they've got all that old software in their head. So
yeah,
this is what somebody wrote about the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and when Bob said, he said, hey, Sue, I just wanted to reach out and thank you for the amazing training you've created in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's so helpful, and it helped clarify so much for me. I felt like I was living it. I thought that was so cool, John.
Mm.
So here's what we'll get to the class, but here's the important thing to remember. Like the teaching said, going from good to great. I'm learning, and I can't wait to throw this out to the call. I've always been a person, I'm an early adopter that is like expanding, exploring, figuring out how it can get better in a lot of different domains. But have you ever been around people that they're not expanding very much and how irritated they get? It's like the Israelites, I don't know, this is good enough. And you're the person that's going, but wait a minute, it could be better. What? And you're listening to God. You're listening to God. You're not listening to what is or, oh, this is good enough. It's actually a kind of motivation fatigue. There are lots of things for it. But here's what you can do. And here's the reason you're doing it. If you get, say, the MedBed 100, maybe next week we'll make this quantum course available because it's that important. The Golden Wisdom Bundle. Mm-hmm. If you get two of those courses or one of those courses, what you're doing is you're protecting. This is very different. You're protecting the purity of the blessing that's about to come forth. And you're protecting your own purity. Now, how can I say that? It's when you get into that state that Bob was talking about where you're blending with the greatest light available to you, which is inside of you, the kingdom of God and Christ, and you're learning to open up beyond what you've known, going from good to great. And you're learning. Your brain gets a reward chemical, the dopamine. But this is healthy dopamine. This isn't addictive. This is dopamine that's like, wow, I can finally feel like I've left the struggle and the suffering. It's not going to be the things that are going to make people happy, the cars, the houses, the clothes, this. It's going to be their relationship to themselves and God. And having these relationships that makes your heart sing because you're going for the best. You're going for the light. You're going for the wisdom. It was like Bruce and Bob, we hadn't been on a call together in about 6 weeks, and just what it was like to be with people that are going to be and processing that the abundance that they're going to have access to is the outer abundance of the trillionaire. But what is your energy going to be like when you match the reality of that and what that means? Who are you? Who are you when you are in service to the good
and the highest in yourself, and not abandoning yourself for money, for outer, but you're blending, you're coordinating, you're integrating so that you're aligned with the best future, the best you, with the best people, and you're in a really regulated nervous system, a system that says, I'm abundant inside with Christ, love, and I'm boundaried, so I don't take on too much, and I don't get depleted, and I'm not running around in these versions of reality. If you really study how people are behaving in the reality that's been projected onto us, I'm going to say it like that, you're basically seeing people do anything for money. Anything. And that is put up above your head as this is the pinnacle. Make a ton of money, but kill yourself doing it, or be so distracted that you don't really have time for God. It's really, look at that. Where do you see people that are living in abundance and beauty and well-being and deep connection and joy and happiness and service without it being, you know, I'm going to deplete myself going, you know, whatever. That's what's included in all the teaching. So if you want, here's what I'd like us to be. The organization that I'll be heading is called Regenerative Future Network. And it's about promoting well-being and the future of human thriving. So it's very, these are all these emerging sciences that are showing that the what we've adapted to in terms of survival, in terms of stress, in terms of relationship, in terms of the images and the dominance and the just the whole thing, all of that is going to be retooled so that we can be collaborating, loving, supporting, and enhancing our well-being, the well-being of the planet, the well-being of the past and the future. So the class was great. I had to, you know, it was kind of a warm-up because I had to get ready for this call. And it was a good, we had three new people, Bruce, which was really wonderful. And, yeah, it was good. And let's see what else I can say. I guess I really want to encourage people to, if you need that sort of burst of clarity and joy, think about getting the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is 300. It was really fun to have somebody writing that they felt like they were living their future. I just love that. And so that's available to you right now. And now we have the MedBed 100. And what's significant about the MedBed 100? What's significant about both these things is you're going to get to slow down. And in that process, you're going to get closer. You're going to get closer to yourself. I think the biggest challenge for people right now, Bruce, is how fragmented they are, how busy they are, how little space they've given to themselves and what they love. And so the quality of their experience of life is so, it's sad. It's so not at ease. And all it takes is doing the practices, slowing down,
and getting what you can get in MedBed 100 or the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So
there you go.
If you are somebody that wants to say, okay, I want to slow down, I want to get clear, I want to feel strong and at ease, and I want to feel divine inside. I want to feel my divinity in Christ. I want to feel, what does that feel like? What does that look like? What does that sound like? And I want to be my version of that. I want to know who I am authentically as that. Then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100 if you're interested in the 65 different features, 7 different categories, how to basically navigate the MedBed world. And then the Golden Wisdom Bundle is 300. And that's going to give you 5 courses that you can do one a week, one every 2 weeks. But it's so nice to sit down with peers and learn and just spend an hour and a half and just feel like you're in this warm, experiential learning space that'll take you into your new life. And that's really how to use that. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed to help you prepare in a very strong, experiential, and strategic way, and with meditations, so that you can actually become this person that is integrating different new systems, management science, learning science, how our brain learns, all these different, it's all woven into these classes. And so you're going to get a synthesis of these new ways of living and of designing your projects. And that's the advantage of that. So those are Golden Wisdom Bundle and for 300 and the MedBed 100, that's what we're offering, and we'll see what we do with maybe next week, letting other people get access to the class of Quantum Leader Future Founder, Bruce.
There you go. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Definitely have a couple of great options. I'm glad the class went well, and you got one more class tomorrow night in this particular course. And so I'm sure that's going to go very well as well for you. So let's just see where we go from there. Bob, we talked earlier, and I know that Ken is visiting down there from Canada. I know that you've got some testimonials. I want to hear a report on how Ken is doing and what you guys have shared and talked about, and anything else that just comes to mind tonight, Bob. I'd love to get your viewpoints on it.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, I just left meeting with Ken at about 7:45 and made my way home to get onto the big call. And so it was really great. And I do have a couple of testimonials, and I'll tell you about that visit. This one lady was talking about detoxing, which is a big part of what the barley that Ken has created does. And she said, I've been battling mold toxicity for almost 10 years, and recently these fibers that have spiraled into my body everywhere are starting to let go, taking the dynamic combo and Myotrol. Something has triggered a change for the better. Then we had another testimonial. This lady sent in a beautiful picture of herself in a suit. and says, the collagen peptide blends smoothly with Boomer Boost and other shakes that I use on a daily basis. I can see the reduction of fine wrinkles on my face. It tastes clean. I really love the Boomer Boost products. The lady talking about the detox, that's something that happens quite frequently, especially with mold, when people start using barley, whether it's the heirloom barley or gladiator barley, if they've been exposed to mold, that mold starts to come out. And it's noticeable when you start to detox mold, you can tell. And so, so Ken arrived today. This is the first time we've been able to spend time face-to-face with Ken, other than a brief hour-long visit at an airport a number of years ago. And we've been doing business with Ken for 14 years, talked to him on the phone hundreds of times. And this is the first time we got to really spend a lot of time with him. And he looks really great. Ken is 72 years old, and he looks really great. He's very strong. He's got like a spring in his walk. And he looks like he's been taking barley for 15 years. He's extremely vibrant. And he's also now taking our Myotrol product, and he really loves it. He said it even elevated his energy to another new level, which he was surprised because he thought he was already at the max. So he's definitely a big advocate of the Myotrol. And so I talked to Ken for quite a long time. He told us a very interesting story about how his technology has created a freeze-resistant seed for that is his barley seeds. And he brought a bunch of seeds to a man whose farm was down by Calgary and was on the side of a hill, and he was very limited what he could grow. And Ken helped him to plant the seeds on the side of his hill, and they did it in March in Alberta. And sure enough, a few days later, the farmer called Ken and he said, you know, because the barley has started, all the seeds sprouted. But the bad news, it went down below freezing. We had a hard frost. There's 3 inches of snow on the ground. And Ken said, don't worry about it. He said, that barley's so strong, a frost and the snow is not
3 inches of snow.
He said it's not even going to hurt those seeds. He said, that's just going to provide more moisture for that barley, and it'll be better than it ever was. So, and the guy was like, yeah, sure, Ken. Barley that's planted in March, right? And so sure enough, it survived. And when it came time for the harvest in August, his barley was twice the height that anybody had ever seen barley anywhere before.
Oh, no kidding.
And all the other crops in the area were just, you know, average that year. And his barley on his hillside was just off the charts.
Wow.
And Ken was telling us, you know, about all the different aspects of it, of what he's done over the years. And he's been working on this, you know, for 20 years and improving the soil and coaxing new capacity out of these ancient barley seeds. And he talked about coming up with the germination process that he has, where he can make, he used to tell us all of his seeds would sprout within 2 minutes of each other. He said, mm-hmm. now it's more, he said, now it's more like 5 seconds.
Wow.
And so he has he has the healthiest soil on the planet that he's been tending to for 2 decades with probiotics and minerals and a special organic fertilizer that he invented and patented. It's called the X Factor. And then he has these ancient seeds that he's able to plant in that soil, and they become these robust barley plants that are putting out 14 rows of seeds, which is 8 more rows than any of the other barley on the planet. And they're very big, and they're very, very dense. And he knows the density because they do it by bushel weight. So if you fill a bushel basket with seeds and weigh it, it'll tell you the density of the seeds. And mm-hmm. the average bushel weight for a bushel of barley seeds is about 45 pounds. And Ken's is 80 pounds.
What?
Because it's packed with so much nutrition, the seeds are almost like little iron pellets. They're so densely packed with nutrition. And he told us about, you know, how it's such a powerful cleanser of you know, people's intestines and their liver and their kidneys, and particularly getting mold out of people's bodies, and how valuable that is to have a fresh start, because people become toxic from almost the moment that they're conceived. The average mother has about 275 toxic chemicals in her blood during the time that the child is in the womb. And a child is born with those toxins in its body and continues to accumulate more once they're born. And so human beings, the average human being that's walking around in their 50s, 60s, 70s, has their body is just laden with all different types of toxins. And to be able to have a nutrition product that slowly but very thoroughly gets rid of all those toxins through your skin, through your urine, is an extremely valuable thing, because after a while, you have a fresh start. It's as if you were a child born with no toxins. And so now your body can function completely differently. And at the same time, this cleansing effect cleanses out all different types of things, including plaque. So in your intestines have lots of naturally occurring mucus. And as you age, it starts to turn hard. And in your small intestine, it gets hard and covers over the little hairs that absorb your nutrition. It makes it almost impossible to absorb nutrients from your food.
Mm-hmm.
And the barley cleanses the plaque out and restores those villi. And so now your body not only has been detoxified back to a very young age, but also your rate of absorption has been set back to a very young age. And then also it gets at inflammation in 2 different ways. This is what Ken was explaining to me tonight. He said it's not just the SOD, of which there's plenty of superoxide dismutase, which reduces your inflammation rate, but he said other compounds that are also antioxidants, like glutathione and trimethylglycine, are dependent upon the availability of their building blocks. So you can't, you know, have glutathione and trimethylglycine without amino acids and metabolic enzymes to fasten to be fastened together to create these antioxidants. And when you take the barley, those substrates are in there. And all of a sudden, your body not only has now lots of SOD, but begins manufacturing other antioxidants. And this is one of the holy grails of anti-aging, to be able to reduce your inflammation rate, which is burning you up over time. And it also increases your capability of restoration, because now you can absorb your nutrients, including the enzymes and the amino acids in the barley and all the minerals that are required to make proteins, which human beings are protein-making machines. And you have to have the building blocks to be able to do it. And we then began talking also, Bruce, about how the Myotrol fits perfectly with the barley. And it's just amazing that there's two scientists that have never met each other, that live on opposite sides of the continent, both working on the same thing, which is to help human beings with optimal health and wellness, and created individually products that are a perfect synergy for each other. And now Ken taking both of those products. And and he was saying, you know, it's great to have all those substrates / building blocks, and then the Myotrol has the ability to stimulate your DNA to express itself in the areas of focus and concentration and muscle building and making energy. And now the genetic code is able to be expressed so that the combination of those enzymes and amino acids can be put together just right. And now you have this combination that really, you know, up until about 6 months ago, nobody had ever even really dreamed of. And so now we see Ken, you know, arrive from his home in Colombia, where he lives part-time. He had gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make his way to Panama City and then here to Tampa. And we were talking about getting together again tomorrow morning, and Larry jokingly said, we usually start about 2:45. And Ken said, no problem, that's only 15 minutes sooner than I started today.
This morning.
And so that's the kind of person he is. And Larry's like, been traveling all day, Ken, did you want to get to bed early? And he's like, oh, no. And he's got this Canadian accent, you know. Oh, no.
Oh, sure, you know.
I got plenty of energy, eh? He's really, really funny. And he's telling us about all these other inventions he's working on in the field of food science and another new type of barley he's going to release in a year or two. And his wife keeps telling him, you're 72 years old, slow down.
And he slow said, down.
And he said, I'm not slowing down. He goes, if I die, when you put me in the coffin, make sure my cell phone is charged up and put it in the coffin with me.
That's right, because I might be calling to have you come get me again. Exactly.
He'll be calling people around the world working on projects. Ken is one of these people, when we talk about, you know, projects we're going to do with the with the RV, Ken's the guy who's already doing them, and he's getting grants from this place and that place and investors from foreign countries. And he's like, I got a project to help, you know, supply the world with better food and cheaper food. So it's like, boom, we're implementing it. And it's really fun to be around him. that he's coming by. We're going to meet up with him all day tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We're going to videotape him, God willing,
oh,
if
cool.
our equipment works the way it's supposed to. We're going to videotape
okay.
an interview with him that we'll be able to send out, you know, snippets of to people. And we're going to talk to him about each of the products that he provides for us, which is the mm-hmm. heirloom barley, the gladiator barley, the lignans, and the probiotics. And he also provides our
yeah.
hydrolyte and our zeolite.
Okay.
And so of the 26 different or 23 different products we have, Ken provides mm-hmm. six of them for us.
Six of the 23. Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him about each of the products so that we have video recording of him
okay.
explaining the barley, him explaining the lignans in his own unique way. And it could get extremely scientific, but it doesn't matter. We'll ask enough questions so people get answers at all different levels of their understanding. When I was with him tonight, he started talking about different transmutations of ions and different things that
uh-huh.
he had figured out in order to know exactly how to create the barley to have the maximum effect on the human
mm-hmm.
cells. And
yeah.
like that's real interesting, but every other word in the sentences I had never heard before.
Oh, well, Bob. He didn't lose you, Bob. Come on.
Yeah. yeah. And so
that's pretty cool.
It's fascinating. He said, yeah, I'll send you some of the scientific papers about that transmutation thing, and it's all related
mm-hmm.
in quantum physics.
Yeah.
So it's quite the experience to be in his presence and talk to him. He's just happy and really engaging and really funny. And all the waitresses at the restaurant where we ate lunch were all cracking up laughing at his jokes. And it was like, all right, Ken Campbell's here.
Oh,
it
that's
awesome.
So funny.
So anyways, that's all I got for tonight, Bruce. And we're still doing the
okay.
last bit of our sale where people can get,
okay.
you know, the double discount on AutoShip. So if you got
yep.
these things to add to your AutoShip or you're starting right away at the beginning, if you want to get some barley that like we're talking about. And listen to this, Bruce. I picked yeah. Ken up at the airport, and on the way back he hands me this business card. He goes, oh, I sat next to this lady from Tampa on the airplane coming up from Panama. She wants to get started on the barley.
So, there you go.
And
so you're going to give her a call and get her started.
Yeah. Yeah. And the chef from the restaurant comes out to talk to us, and now she's
yeah.
getting started on the barley. He's telling her about it during lunch, and she's like, where do I get it? I want to get started right now. That stuff sounds fantastic. It's like,
so
we got to get Ken down. We got to get a recording of Ken talking about it.
Absolutely. That's a great idea tomorrow. Are you going to do that? Are you going to get up and meet him for breakfast, Bob? Or just meet him at
no,
the
we're
office?
No, we're not going to do that because he only eats one meal a day. So there's no
oh,
breakfast
oh,
meeting. And he's got a lot of work to do also on his other business endeavors with
uh-huh.
various business partners around the world. And his
yeah.
phone was being pinged all during lunch
wow.
with people calling him. And so he's going to do that in the morning. Then we're going to meet him, you know, tomorrow morning, like around 10:30.
Yep. There you go. Perfect. Well, that'll be some cool video to watch. I can't wait to see that and listen to
yeah.
him and hear a great
yep.
Canadian accent too, eh? Yep.
Yep,
exactly.
And I told him, thank you for you and what the barley has done to help you personally.
Yeah,
and
sure.
thousands of people who are Big Call listeners and
that's
want
it.
To know all about the Big Call and what it was and how was it that
yeah.
so many thousands of people have decided to try his creations. So I told him what was going on.
That's great. Thank you, Bob. That's awesome. Well, the sale is still going on. To get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then when you see the banner at the top that says Boomers, it's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it. It'll take you right to Bob's site. You can go through and see the products. You can learn about the subscribe and save option, which is basically an auto ship. And you can put whatever products you want in that. If you're new to it, you'll get 10% off for the normal auto ship, plus an extra 10% off because it's a sale now, and any products you put on for the first month, you'll get 20% off. And that's really a great start. And that's what you should be doing. You can alter it if you want to make a change or you want to delay your ship date or any of that. They're very flexible. They're very amenable to working with you on your schedule. If you're going out of town or, you know, you're on vacation or you're not, something where you don't want to receive a delivery, they'll work with you. Don't worry about it. It's great. They actually send you an email 3 days before your auto ship date to check with you and make sure everything is still like you want it. If everything's good, it's good to go, boom, there you go. But I highly recommend getting the dynamic combo, which is Boomer Boost and Barley. Obviously, I am taking the premium probiotics and the ligands, all four of the powders that Ken does, that he makes. I'm taking those, plus Myotrol, plus vitamin B complex, vitamin C, D3, et cetera, zinc with magnesium, and so on. I'm taking a lot of those supplements. But it's really important to do that. So do that, get the products that you can get on the auto ship if you can, as long as this last sale lasts, which might only be for a few more days. So we'll take it and see what happens on that. The phone number to call, if you need to talk with someone or you want some information on the circulation mat, you want them to send you that, that's not on the website. So you can call and just say, hey, I'm interested in that circulation mat. Tell me about it. Send me some info. And they'll do that. They'll email that out to you. So the phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. That was awesome. I think that is so valuable that Ken is there visiting, and then you can just tap in and do these videos tomorrow. That'll be great. All right. Now, let's take a look and see where we are on the Intel train right now and move us right on through. The first thing I want to talk about is the Redemption Centers and the Redemption Center personnel, because the people that we know that are going into the redemption centers to do our exchanges are on call through the weekend. That means usually it's a one-hour call. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. It just means that they are notified, okay, boom, we have the email saying go. We have the email that says the numbers are out or coming out, and it's time to rock and roll in the Redemption Center, and then they get in there. Well, they're on call between, let's say, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're still on call. And Saturday, okay, this is a little bit more involved, so I'm going to back it up a minute. There is a video conference call around noon, we think, on Saturday. Now, what's that about? President Trump wanted to make sure that Iraq was ready to go and to bring out their new rate, and that rate would theoretically be in their new budget, which is being passed probably by the weekend, we're saying. So it could end up going in to the printed version of the Gazette and the virtual version of the Gazette on Saturday or Sunday. The rate is supposed to come out tomorrow night, or it could end up being Saturday morning, but we believe that it could come out to where things could start happening around noon on Saturday. And here's the reason we're saying that. Two aspects to this. Number one, President Trump sent our new Treasury Secretary, Scott, I pronounce his name Bessent, some say Bessent, however you want to pronounce it, B-E-S-S-E-N-T. Scott Bessent was sent to Iraq to make sure they got everything done with the new rate and that everything was ready to go from Iraq's point of view. And so he was told, don't come back until, don't fly back. And he's got a really pretty large security contingent with him. And he said, don't come back until this is, you believe that's done. So he's planning to fly back and be home to the States by noon Saturday, because he's going to be on that video conference call with the Redemption Centers as the secretary of the new Treasury. I have to say new because this is the Treasury for the Restored Republic, our new Treasury. So I said, well, is he going to make the call from the plane? Is he going to make the call here? Where is it? So we're not really sure, 100%. But it looks like he expects Iraq to have their rate out by noon Saturday, Eastern time, Eastern Standard. So Saturday is the 1st of February. We'll see. The other thing we'll see is we found out that one of our currency dealers that's pretty well known and still operating out west was told they would be either changing their rates at noon on Saturday or they would be removing certain currencies from being for sale. Now, let me put it this way. We all know that the ZIM is on par with our U.S. dollar, soon to be U.S.N. dollar, United States Treasury note, and we just still call it the dollar. But it's on par with that. And so, obviously, at that rate, based on the denominations of the ZIM, that's not going to be for sale anymore. That's gone. Dong, probably gone. Dinar, gone, if it's even being sold now. In other words, these currencies that are going up markedly in value are probably not just have the rate changed so that they would be sold at a new rate, but not even available for sale. That's a good thing. That is something they're supposed to make those changes to what they can sell, what they can't sell, what the rates are, and all that good stuff, supposed to take place around noon on Saturday. All right. So you got a video conference call around noon Saturday. You got the change in the rates at the pretty famous dealer. And we have the new rate on the dinar being theoretically published along with the budget for Iraq either Saturday or Sunday in the Gazette, remembering that Sunday is their first business day. Well, I guess I better get a drink, huh? All right. Let's do that. Here we go. So, one moment, please. All right. So, based on that information and what we're hearing from other sources, some of whom have several redemption centers that they're over, are saying, keep an eye on the weekend. We could be there over the weekend with notifications, or it could end up deferring to us early, very early next week for notifications and exchanges. I believe, well, we know Wells Fargo treats Tier 4A, which we tend to call the Admirals groups, and Tier 4B, which is the Internet group. They call them all Tier 4. They don't distinguish between A and B like I do. And I've done it for a reason, because of various reasons. So now we think, now we believe that Tier 4 will go together. We believe that Tier 3 bondholders will receive access to their funds when we're notified and start setting our appointments. Like, let's say we're notified Monday, and we set our appointments to start Tuesday. We believe that the Tier 3 bondholders will get access to their funds on Tuesday. Now, what am I supposed to do with this perfectly good kitty cat on my lap during the big call? So, a little aside there for you cat lovers like me. So, I'm going to say that the likelihood is good for us finally to come to an end of this ride. And I thought initially it would be, when I heard it was going to be about 5 days, and I think I told you guys that on Tuesday, I thought, okay, we're going to get notified Friday, tomorrow the 31st, and start on the 1st. Well, it might be more like notified 1st or 2nd or 3rd and start early next week. Now, we can pretty much write off any increase in Social Security this month. That's gone. We can write off the idea of R&R this month. Since we have 1 day left to go, we can write that off for this month. But hopefully we'll get those soon next month. Debt Jubilee is part of NASARA. Our USN currency is there, available, and ready to start. Is part of NASARA and JSARA, because obviously not just the United States, but other countries have to have their currencies asset-backed and ready to go. Supposedly at this point, there are no more problems with that. The countries that were lagging behind on confirming their in-ground values came through. And I think we just have to stay in the present, in the now, and look toward our future by taking one step at a time. I think we're very close. My assessment is that we're going to have something here very early next week. Maybe we get notified as early as Saturday or Sunday, and then get started to exchange maybe on Monday or Tuesday. That's where we are right now. That's what it looks like. And hope you guys realize that all I'm trying to do is bring you what I'm hearing. And that's what I'm hearing. So I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited that we have two opportunities with Sue right now, the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we call the Golden Bundle 300, is $300 for 20 classes that have been recorded that you can pick up and listen to at your own time, on your own time, at your own leisure. It's a great compilation of classes, 20 different classes that you can listen to, and they're actually in 5 different courses, 4 classes for each of 5 courses. And you can listen to that at your own pace and get prepared for what you're about to walk into when you come out of the Redemption Center. That's one option. The other option, of course, is the MedBed Bundle or the MedBed 100, because it's $100. And it'll tell you what you need to know to get ready for the interview process before you go into the MedBed. The interview process is about a 15 to 20 minute time where you'll tell them everything that's wrong with you that you know of and anything else that you want to have added to you when you go in, whether it's physical, mental, whatever. And Sue breaks that down beautifully in that class. 2 classes for $100. So that's approximately 3 hours of the MedBed 100. To get one or both, just send an email to Sue. You send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And you let her know either you have a PayPal account and can use it, or you're ready to receive an invoice from PayPal that you can use to pay it with. Okay? It's, you don't have to have a PayPal account to use it, in other words. All right. That is what I'd like to mention as far as that goes tonight. The other thing is put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email. And if you want both the MedBed bundle and the so-called MedBed 300, and excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself, getting way ahead of my skis here. The MedBed 100 is $100, and the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we call the Golden Bundle 300, is $300. And if you want both, just say I'd like both bundles, and that would be $400 total. So let her know. There are a lot of people that are doing it that way, and that way you're getting everything from MedBed, and you're getting all the information that you need to know when you get ready to come out of the Redemption Center. Make sure you use the Redemption Center, the 800 number. It's very important that you get the highest rate that President Trump wants us to have on dinar at the contract rate. And also, by the way, the contract rate on dinar is not tied to the North Sea Brent crude price as we were told initially. It is actually, as I've mentioned before, it is the selling price of a barrel of oil from Iraq. And they're selling to Turkey, they're selling to Egypt, they're selling to other countries in the Middle East that are not oil producers. And that is good. And right now it's substantially higher than the North Sea Brent crude price. So we're going by what Iraq is selling their barrel of oil for. Okay. So you've got that. And then, of course, I've told you about putting your name and phone number in the body of your email that goes out to Sue. And you guys know the email is integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Okay? So, realize that the sale is still on for double your savings on 10% goes to 20% on the first month of your subscribe and save order. So you guys want to definitely make sure you've got Boomer Boost and Barley and Myotrol in that as well. And also, if you have trouble sleeping or you need any help at all, Good Night Formula is a good one to add. And then, of course, any of the other products that you see on the website. All right? I realize that we will be sending out an email with the 800 numbers when we get it. So make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com. And that's the way we're going to be in touch with you after all this goes, with up-to-date podcasts that we would do. Since we're no longer going to do, once this goes, we're not going to do any more live calls like we're doing now. And so beware of that. Now, we don't know for sure, but we think we're going to have this by Tuesday. And maybe we do a celebration call on Tuesday. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We have to play this thing one day at a time. And that's what we're going to do. So, everybody have a great weekend. Let's go ahead and thank the satellite team for getting the call out all over the world. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, GCK and Jeannie. And also, Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. And thank you for Big Call Universe for listening and continuing to listen to us over the last 13 years. So let's pray the call out. But before I pray, let me just say our hearts are with the families of the passengers of the flight that had the mid-air collision last night at Reagan National Airport in Arlington/Washington, D.C., Arlington, Virginia. So that's on our minds. More and more information will come in, and I'm sure we'll get something official from the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, when they reach their conclusions. All right, let's pray the call out. Lord God, thank you for the call tonight. Thank you for those that have helped us to get the call out. Thank you for the information. Thank you for having this come to its rightful conclusion in the next few days. Thank you, Lord, for the changes that are taking place in rates and the fact that Iraq will have a new rate Saturday night and be able to put that out hopefully in the Gazette either Saturday or Sunday, and then we'll go accordingly. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives to bless us, to keep us grounded and ever expectant. Thank you for the faith that you've given us, Lord, the measure of faith that we have to believe for everything that you have. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great weekend, and we'll keep an eye on things for you over the weekend. Okay, let's go ahead and turn off the recording, and we'll talk to you guys soon.